for 49ers football in the 916, Sactown Sports.
Stars and Watkins, Sactown Sports. Thank you, Kyle, for that outstanding update. Taking you up to 2 p.m., 7th official show, lucky number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Is 7 really lucky, and is 13 really unlucky?
I don't think so, but...
Who actually has an affinity for the number 7?
I had to get... Well, because sometimes 7 could be... No, 7 is lucky, that's right, yeah. I think that stems from, like, religion, though, doesn't it? Where it's like there's 7 days of the week.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a ton, like three.
You rest on the seventh day.
Yes, I went to a Catholic school growing up.
I mean,
up,
I
so
did too,
I had to get
clearly.
A lot of that
yeah.
indoctrinating. And if I'm right, not mistaken, right. 3 and 7 are like the significant numbers.
Big days.
And then
big
13,
days.
I think 13 is just like a general population kind of thing made up. I don't believe that's tied to anything.
Manny Too Legit on the YouTube chat asking what's for dinner tonight. Tri-tip, ribeye, wings. And all that
jazz. They're
always
talking about dinner in the chat. I don't know why. We got a very food-friendly
chat. Do you have, I know, so if you're just joining the show, thank you for joining. If you've been listening, thank you for rocking with us. Do you have a favorite food or what is a go-to dinner,
yeah.
right? Or even if we were to make it more specific, if we're talking steaks or whatever like that, is
sure.
there anything that, hey, that's what I like?
I love a good steak and like a grilled meal, like
yeah.
steak, asparagus,
but
and
what
rice.
Kind of steak?
So good. A ribeye, whatever you can get cheap at Safeway in the
sure,
big deal section for sure.
Okay, well, where is the Safeway out here? Because I'm
there's
in the NATO,
there's
I'm in the Natomas, and I don't know where the yeah. Safeway is.
I'm not. Natomas is one of my blind spots for sure.
Okay.
I can get some more Natomas experts. There's a couple Natomas experts in the building that I can send your way.
Okay.
There's also, I guess you probably don't even know about Bel Air and Raley's. Bel Air and Raley's.
I saw the Bel Air. Yeah. I was like, am I Fresh Prince? Yeah. What's going on here?
It's
what,
all the
what
same
is that?
Parent company yeah. as Safeway. So
no, Raley's isn't.
Raley's isn't?
No, Raley's is a Sacramento-specific company.
Like, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, that's why the AAA baseball field here used mm-hmm. to be called Raley Field. It's
okay.
like a really big part of the community, and Raley's and Bel Air. Raley's and Bel Air are the same parent company. That
okay.
is under Raley's.
Oh, interesting. So, I never
yeah.
knew that.
No,
not
Safeway,
connected
I believe,
to Safeway.
No, Safeway is national brand, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't been well-versed enough in this country
to know.
I don't
know if Safeway's national. I've never seen yeah. Safeway outside of California.
Really? Interesting. Yeah. Well, you learn
have you seen Vons before?
Yes, definitely Vons.
So Vons and Safeway are the same parent company for sure. Like that same parent company owns a bunch of those.
Kyle's just trying
stores.
To connect something to Safeway.
I'm trying my best. Man.
I hear you. So Bel Air. So I have a question.
So if you go to Bel Air and Raiders,
I have takes.
Little
right?
upscale, if you catch my little. You know, I don't know about grocery.
But
shopping.
Here's my question.
Locations.
Here's my question. So Safeway for me, and it's gone up because of the economy and all that good stuff. Or I don't know if the word is good, but. When I first Safeway sandwiches to me, they used to be $5.99.
Yeah.
I love them
at the deli.
At the deli,
yeah,
right. And now they're $8.99. I still get them because it's still a good deal,
yep.
which is crazy.
Yeah,
but does Bel Air Bel Air do they do sandwiches? Can
yes,
I get a sandwich
totally.
There?
Yeah, they've got hot food.
Are they
there.
Good?
They are good. They're like really quality, really really quality food, like for sure.
Okay,
I would maybe even argue. Better than Safeway. Like, it's just a little bit more fresh. I don't know, like, the flavor-wise, it's just a little bit more fresh. I really can't explain it. So I would say, yeah, I would actually give Raley's and Bel Air the advantage on that
so
one.
I actually at Safeway, and my dad, for some reason, he just thinks this is just wild, right? But I go chicken tender sandwich at Safeway.
I didn't even know that existed.
I don't know who created it. Maybe I did, or I saw somebody do
yeah.
it. But I do it, and my dad is just—he thinks
and
that's
it's literally
the worst
just
thing.
Tenders with bread.
Yeah, he thinks that's worse than Brendan going just mayo on his glizzy.
On his what?
Yeah,
on his hot dog. So Brendan Nunes, who was here yesterday on a Friday
yes,
fun day, and we love Brendan. Hopefully, he's listening. And I don't know if I was supposed to say this on air, but
oh,
it's too late
fine.
Now. So Brendan, you get hot dogs at halftime. The media does.
Yep.
So you go to the game, and you get food before the game,
yep.
and then they do hot dogs at halftime. And Brendan has been getting roasted because yep. he's putting mayonnaise and only mayonnaise on his hot dog.
Yeah.
And he does it, and I've been defending him, not that I would ever do that,
yeah.
right? I'm like,
just
call,
live
it
a, your truth.
Call it an yeah. aioli or whatever yeah. it is, right? But Brendan, he does it, and he does it with pride, yeah. and he gets roasted by Frankie, our yep. guy, also Sacktown Sports. Chris gives him a hard time, but he goes just mayonnaise on his hot dog, a la Mayo Man Will yep. Levis in his coffee. It's not as bad as Will Levis in his coffee.
Coffee's way worse.
But way worse. But mayo on his hot dog, which is kind of nuts.
Yeah, let's not try and change the subject here. Tendies on just buns is pretty wild.
Yo!
That's pretty wild.
It's, why? Because it's like Chick-fil-A. Oh.
So in the That's Southeast, crazy. They have Publix as their grocery stores.
Okay.
And like Publix Chick-fil-A. Has a thing called a pub sub, which is basically just a chicken tender sandwich.
Thank you.
And it's like notoriously famous out there. Like that's one of the things Thank that you. Publix is best known for.
That
so.
Is nowhere near mayo.
But you're talking
on the hot
like,
dog.
Like you're literally just putting chicken tenders in between bread. Like
no,
you're not going,
I'm getting lettuce, tomato, pesto, the okay. olive tapenade. We got it all.
Okay, that's a little
Pickles.
Different. I just feel like I would call that a grilled chicken sandwich or like a breaded
a
chicken
fried
sandwich.
Chicken sandwich, maybe.
Yeah. Well, they're chicken tenders.
Yeah, it's a chicken tender sandwich. I
just calling it a chicken tender sandwich just does it. It sounds a little bit more, how do I say, preschool-y. No, you're not getting that vibe. If I were to say, can I have a tendy sandwich, please?
Yo.
I'm literally just throwing some tendies on there.
Can I get a chicken tender sandwich?
Yeah.
And I got to put more base in my... Hey,
hey, yo.
Hey, yeah. I got to get my tippy toes, too.
Yo.
Hey, can I get one of them chicken tender sandwiches? Does that sound better?
Can I get some tendies?
Is that how you order it?
Tendies
is
on
you
a bun.
Ask for a chicken tender
Every
sandwich?
Time.
That's crazy.
Can I get chicken tendies?
No, that's crazy.
What is the problem?
I see no problem. I'm with you on this.
It's just when you said chicken tender sandwich, my brain instantly went chicken tenders on a sandwich, and that's it. Just like
they
just
cut
like
them
a
up.
Wingstop.
They cut them
I don't
up.
Know if you've had the Wingstop
I
chicken
have,
sandwiches.
Have,
They're literally just the chicken tender of Wingstop with two tiny pickles
it's
and
not bad.
Like McDonald's buns.
It's not bad.
Nothing else.
It's not bad.
It's not great. It's not great.
I haven't had it again.
Yeah,
exactly. But it wasn't. It didn't tick me off yeah. when I had it.
Well, I'm sure if you get one from Raley's or Bel Air, a chicken tender sandwich, I'm sure it would be smashed.
Well, will they let
I'm
me?
Sure it would be smashed.
Will they let me? And will they let James Harden continue to do whatever he wants?
Be the system.
Here's James Harden talking about how the 76ers had them all messed up and they didn't use them correctly.
Fault.
It's always everybody else's fault. No accountability, starring Draymond Green and James Harden. Here he is.
When I'm in a leash, I'm not meant just shooting the basketball every time. I meant like, I think the game and I'm a creator on the court. You know what I mean? So if I got a voice to where I can, hey coach, I see this, you know, what you think about this? Then it's like, all right, okay. Like somebody that trusts me, that believes in me, that understands me, that I'm just not a, you know, I'm not a system player. I am a system. You know what I mean? So
that's crazy.
Somebody that can have that dialogue with me and understand and move forward and figure out and make adjustments on the fly throughout the course of games. That's all I really care about. You know what I mean? It's not about me scoring a basketball, scoring 34 points. I've done it already. So that's what I meant by that.
You know, crazy enough, when Chris and I started Seventh Official Show, yeah. I walked in and I said, hey, man, my name is Alan. It's yeah. good to meet you. I hope that we can work together. And Chris said, I think you're used to working in a system, and I am a
I
system.
Am.
And that
I
was crazy to me.
System.
I am the yeah.
You're like,
system.
I'm really excited to do the show with a show with you. And I was like, no, it's not a show. I am the show.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
I
what
am
it
a
is.
Show.
Like, I am.
Everywhere I go, yeah. everywhere I walk, yeah. I am the show. So that is James
Incredible.
Harden. I mean, am I missing something? Is he better than I am imagining at this point in his career?
No, I don't think so. Like you cannot talk about yourself like that at this point in your career with where you've been, with all the places that you've ran yourself out of. You're not a system. Nobody, let me tell you what, nobody is in any rush to build a system around James Harden
no.
because he doesn't stay anywhere long enough to put in said system.
No.
Like he's a person that, especially when you think about him, oh my God, I can't even imagine.
He's 34, by the way. He's 34.
I can't imagine the looks that were sent in that media room from the media members when he said that, because everybody in there has been watching this team the past couple years. They understand that this team is about Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, And for the most part, like, the team success is going to run through those two guys. And so to hear this guy at the age of 34, mm-hmm. again, being run out of his last four places, what, it's been four places in 5 years or whatever mm-hmm. for James Harden, to hear him walk in day one and say, it's cool what they got going on here, but now that I'm here, everything has to be involved with me. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to be involved in it all, and it all runs through me. What are you supposed to, like, how are you supposed to feel to that? How are you supposed to react to that? This guy clearly does not, he's just delusional. Like, he doesn't understand how this thing works. And that's been the James Harden problem, is exactly that quote, that he doesn't understand that it's not about James Harden. It's about what you can do to put your team in the best situations. And, you know, that's probably why we heard rumors of him possibly going to Houston this past offseason, is because he thinks he is somebody that has a gravity that everybody else just kind of like a that everybody pulls towards. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case anymore at this point in his career. Maybe 26-year-old, 28-year-old James Harden, who was putting up those 30, 10, and 10s. Yeah. Absolutely, sure. That guy is a system. But 34-year-old James Harden, who we haven't seen be a leading scorer or really – you know, for the first half of last year, before he didn't make the All-Star team, he really was a team guy. But I think once he saw he didn't get the acknowledgement that what he's been used to, kind of feel like he changed up his style. And I don't think he understands what it takes to be part of a winning team, and definitely not of a team that only has one basketball.
Yeah,
he's got to share the sugar.
Yeah, again, and I think one thing that might keep things more realistic for James Harden, we'll look it up after the break, but we do have Hunter Patterson coming up at 1:15, NBA writer for The Athletic. But I do want to see if the Clippers' odds changed at all, right? Yeah. And if so, how did they change in terms of winning the title? So we will get that info for you. But when we get back, Hunter Patterson, NBA writer for The Athletic, one of the up-and-comers, NBA writing in, I guess, just the Bay Area, everything right now. He's another Bay Area guy who's moved now to Sacramento. So I'll talk to him about that.
Fellow Zaunt as well.
Whoa. Don't call him out like that. All right, got to get to a break. Sals and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Your home for Kings basketball for over 25 seasons.
Sactown Sports.
We are back, Sactown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m., Stiles and Watkins, 7th official show, and we are joined by one of the rising stars in the NBA writing department, Hunter Patterson, NBA writer for The Athletic. Hunter, thank you for joining us, my guy.
That was a great intro, so I really appreciate y'all.
Of course, of course. And Chris was telling me you're from Richmond?
Yeah, area, grew up in Richmond. Went to Salesian and St. Mary's for high school. So Bay Area born and raised.
Wow. Rich what? Richmond. I had to. Yeah, man. So, I mean, how would you assess getting into the Kings? I've seen you at the games. I don't think we've officially met, but I've seen you at the games. Chris pointed me out to you, and now you're on the show. So thank you for being with us. How would you assess the Kings these first four games?
I thought they played pretty well, especially without Fox the last one. Came down to the wire. Clay did what Clay does, but just in De'Aaron's absence, I thought that they played pretty well. Davion stepped up and had a season high, so I like what I'm seeing so far.
Hunter, specifically, yeah, you mentioned Davion there. I know you've done a lot of work just writing about Davion in the past. What have you thought about just how prepared he is to fill this role and just what you've seen? Again, yeah, what you've seen from him so far this season with his jump shot, and now that he's in this position to kind of take minutes in that starting role, what have you seen from Davion this year, and are you a fan of what you've seen?
Definitely a fan of what I've seen, and I think he's done a really good job of just being prepared to shoot. As we see, 36.4% from three.
Right.
And only 2.8 attempts. But I think just the willingness to shoot may not have been there as much last season. And he's coming off DHOs, actually looking for a shot and keeping defenders honest. So I think it's been good there. And then as well as him looking to dish and get his teammates involved. That's been a plus as well.
Talking to Hunter Patterson, NBA writer for The Athletic. Hunter, you know, the Kings, they did some things against the Warriors in San Francisco that were really good. A couple things that did not go well for the Warriors was Kevin Huerter still not completely finding his shot, and Keegan Murray 0 for 7 from 3. Maybe that's because of the legs guarding, running around with Steph Curry. Should Kings fans be worried about Kevin Huerter and or Keegan Murray?
I wouldn't say so. I think we're still only a handful of games into the season. Keegan's adjusting to a new role. He obviously, Mike has been on him pretty consistently to just expand his game, not just be a three-point shooter. And so he's kind of in an adjustment period with that expansion of his role. And Huerter, he's definitely not been shooting the ball as well, even going back to the playoffs last year. But I think last game he had 9 boards, nearly a double-double. So he's trying to find ways to impact the team other than just shooting and what we've become accustomed to in the three-point shooting.
Yeah. Hunter, what do you think? I don't know if I'm assuming you heard about, you know, all the reports from fellow Athletic guy Shams about De'Aaron's recovery time and him possibly coming back as soon as Saturday. What are just kind of your thoughts on if the Kings should try and rush De'Aaron back to or not even rush him back, but get him back as soon as possible to try and pick up some wins here? Or do you think that Saturday's a little bit too soon for this ankle injury?
I'd caution rushing back. I'd take a little bit more time, but one thing that you got to love about De'Aaron is the fact that he loves to hoop and be out there as much as possible. And at practice yesterday, he literally said if it were up to him, he would have been out there against the Warriors. So he's going to try to get back as fast as he can, but I personally would be a bit more cautious and at least let him sit out these next 2 games against the Rockets.
Yeah, he's getting his jersey retired. We know he wants to be a part of it, but I think we're on the same page. I don't know. Don't feel as strongly about Monday, but Saturday just feels a little soon this early in the season. Talking to Hunter Patterson, NBA writer for The Athletic. Hunter, there's been some conversations, and our own Chris Watkins has been trying to ship Harrison Barnes out on the first plane that he can find anywhere else in terms of trades. Do you see a trade in the future for the Kings to get over the hump?
I don't necessarily see a trade. I think I kind of want to see what the continuity continues to do throughout the season. HB is their leading scorer for the Kings so far, 16.3. That first game he had was incredible. And he just seems to be like a really calming presence for all the guys, especially in the locker room. That being said, though, if there are options on the table, I think you should explore them. But I wouldn't be too hard-pressed to trade HB right now.
Hunter, I'm just curious. You know, we've gotten a good look at the Warriors twice now already. I know you were at the game the other day as well. What have you kind of thought about that Warriors team and obviously them adding Chris Paul this offseason? Do you feel like they're a better team than they were last year, or is it just kind of a different version of this Warriors team?
I have to say they definitely look better than they did last season. Just the leadership Chris brings.
Right.
He's able to get Steph off the ball a little bit, especially in late game situations. And I think that frees Steph up to not always be the guy who has to do everything late in games. And even with the second unit, I think CP has done a great job bringing JK along. Moody's game, can't really attribute that to Chris, but Moody has improved as well. So I definitely think that they're looking better than they did last season. But again, it's super early in the season.
Yeah. And then, Hunter, also today is the first day of the in-season tournament. Don't know how much of that you'll be tuning into, but just kind of what are your thoughts on that? And do you feel like this is going to overall be a success for the NBA?
I got to be honest.
Please.
Not really a huge fan of the courts.
Yes.
I mean,
oh, my gosh.
That may be
yeah.
something that
it's a bit much.
Maybe I'll grow to like, but I don't know. I think Adam Silver is definitely trying to kind of spice things up and make the regular season more interesting. And hopefully it all works out well. So I'll definitely be tuned in tonight.
Talking to Hunter Patterson, NBA writer for The Athletic. Hunter, before we get you out of here, what's a realistic or what should be realistic expectations for the Kings? We do a segment on here called Beaming or Dreaming. Mm-hmm. You're beaming if you think the Kings are going to get past where they got to last season. You're dreaming if you don't. Do you think, well, really the question is, are you beaming or dreaming? Do you think they will get further than they got last season?
And that's beaming, right?
Yep. That would be beaming.
I think I'm going to go ahead and rock with Beaming.
Wow.
I think that this is a team that, again, like I always kind of temper expectations. The West is incredible, as we see. But I think this team is really only in its second season of putting it all together. Keegan, I mean, we talked about it a bit earlier. He's adjusting to his new role, but I'm expecting him to, again, kind of have a breakout season. And yeah, once De'Aaron gets back, he's averaging 31 right now, only through three games.
Crazy.
But he's really in a different mode right now. So we'll see if they can bring it all together, but I do think this will be just as good of a season, if not better than last year.
That's what we love to hear, and that is how you become a friend of the show, and that is what you are now. Hunter Patterson, NBA writer for The Athletic. Hunter, thank you so much for joining, and enjoy your weekend, my friend.
Likewise. I appreciate y'all having me.
All righty. Have a good one, man.
All right. Y'all too.
Good stuff.
Awesome. Yes.
Beaming.
Beaming. I know.
Unlike Kyle.
When he asked for the clarification, I was like,
I thought he was going to go dreaming. I thought he was going to go dreaming there. But great stuff from Hunter Patterson, NBA writer for The Athletic, one of the up-and-comers for NBA writing in general, and specifically for the Kings. Richmond, that's who he is, and that's what
yes,
he does. You saw Coach Carter, right?
I did, yes, sir.
Where does Coach Carter rank for you?
In terms of just like,
because I think it's
basketball
underrated.
Movies or just, oh, okay.
Sports movies.
Oh, it's definitely up there. Like, it might be, I kind of want to put it, I mean, personally, it's in my top three. It's probably like closer to three, but I love Coach Carter.
I don't know if it's top three, but it's like top seven for me.
See, like,
because it's better than top 10.
I don't know if I've seen seven. I mean, I'm not a movie watcher either, so I'm probably not in the right.
Oh, so, okay, no. If you're just joining the show.
Yep.
If you're just joining the show, Chris does not like music.
I wouldn't say I don't like music.
Does not
I just,
like food.
I just don't keep up with it.
And does not like movies.
I can't look
but,
how I look and not
But he loves to shame me on how I think the Bear is good but not great.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Because I do watch a lot of television. But the Bear is just, it's just good television.
It's
program.
Good.
It's just a good television.
Well, why isn't
great.
That enough?
It's fantastic.
It's good.
Great. It's great.
It's good.
It's really, really great.
It's a good show.
Now I'm confused which point you two are arguing.
I don't know. I'm just saying the Bear is great.
I'm just saying.
I don't know where he, I don't know how he tied that back in, but I'm just saying.
Well, I'm always going to tie it back in. Jess wants to hear my top seven. I don't have it offhand on the YouTube chat, and thank you for rocking with us as always. The top seven, I don't know, but I will say another underrated movie for me, and RIP Bernie Mac, would be Mr. 3000.
Oh, Mr. 3000, so
very
good.
Underrated.
I saw that at the drive-ins.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely.
That shout out drive-ins.
That honestly might
is
have been
Is there one in the NATO?
There's one in Elk Grove. Actually, where you were near yesterday.
Oh,
on the,
I was out
know,
there.
The Bradshaw
I was
area.
Out there.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that was actually the last movie that I've seen in the drive-in.
Mr. 3000.
And it kind of feels good that way.
Yeah.
I might keep it that way.
Right,
so,
right. Rex Pennebaker. Shout out
that,
Rex.
Was that his name?
That was
the
youngin.
Oh,
that was
okay.
the youngin yeah. that was coming after Bernie.
Gotcha. Okay.
That was coming after Mr. 3000.
I always say this, but like, man, it just sucks that movies are kind of like the movie industry mm-hmm. is how it is because they'll just never make movies like that anymore. Like that
I
movie will
so.
Never get
no,
greenlit.
No,
say, not to be yeah. as quality as it was. Like it might be a Netflix movie, but it would just be a little corny. Like
right.
I feel like Hustle, the Adam Sandler movie with Anthony Edwards. And,
yeah.
Juancho Hernan Gomez. Like
yeah.
that's about as good of a movie as we can hope for. And that felt like. It was only good because Adam Sandler really, really cares about basketball.
Well, and the other question is it a matter of the movies not being as good or is it a matter of us being older?
I think it's a I think it's the fact that they don't spend as much time on movies. Like, it's more about just pumping them out than, like, actually, hey, this movie got greenlit, so let's try and make it the best movie possible. It's
also, much like with America, the middle class of movies don't exist anymore. Exactly. Like, a movie that gets more, a $3 million budget doesn't exist. It's either $100 million or $500,000.
Yeah. Right, because it's not as if a version of Mr. 3000 or Coach Carter, for that matter, are coming out, and we're just older and we're not watching it. They're not coming out anymore.
Yeah, exactly. They're just not coming out. And instead of making a Coach Carter story, they're going to make a Giannis Antetokounmpo Disney movie.
And I'm not watching
and like,
that.
That's just kind of where the money
Let me
goes.
Know, YouTube chat, text line, call in 916-339-1140. What movies, what shows, what are we sleeping on this fun Friday,
yeah,
on this
not?
NFL Friday, football Friday? And speaking of... We will talk NFL and the NFL slate when we get back. 1:30, Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Headlines.
Hello. It's that time of the week where, even though I am not Christopher Laud, it's time for your chill Sacktown Sports headlines. The Sacramento Kings are playing against the Houston Rockets tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. Our coverage on Sacktown Sports will begin at 3:30 p.m. You guys should definitely listen in. It's going to be fantastic. There's a lot of good NFL coming on this weekend. Kansas City and Miami, they're playing in Germany. Then we've got Baltimore and Seattle. They're playing at 10 o'clock on Sunday. Excellent football. Cowboys and Eagles. Buffalo Bills against the Cincinnati Bengals. It's going to be a fantastic, fantastic football Sunday. No 49ers, though. They're on bye this week. But stay tuned for their next game against the Jaguars. Those are your headlines on this chill Sacktown Sports Friday. It's time for our final half hour of the show with Stiles and Watkins.
I never know how to come in after the chill. Stiles and Watkins, yeah. Sacktown Sports, 30 more minutes with you until... Oh, I'm not going to say it because I'm going to ask Kyle to find the sound. You know what I'm talking about, 007. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the weekend.
Oh,
we'll get
yes,
that sound later.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what are you talking? I've not seen any James Bond movie.
Right.
Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah,
on
the
on
Ladies
SNL.
And Gentlemen, the weekend. With,
ladies and Gentlemen, please. I which, give you.
I mentioned this the last time, but the person who runs that Twitter account is a student at UC Davis.
That's right. You did say
so
that.
Random.
You did
which,
say
and
that.
I remembered that how I so figured random. It out because he follows one person on Twitter, and it's himself. His actual personal account.
Got it. Got it. That makes sense. That makes
good.
Sense.
You should follow Daniel Craig, too.
Real Feels quick, nice. We've been talking about a lot today, and it's been a really fun Friday. Literally, the
vibes
definition.
Have been vibing,
the
as you like
definition.
To say.
So we have from the 916. I used to work at Raley's. We were talking about sandwiches as
right.
I become a Sacramentan.
Yes, there you go. Nailed it.
A Sacramentan. I used to work at Raley's. We would make a rotisserie chicken sandwich with avocado, bacon, ranch, and Swiss
Ooh.
Cheese. That is Anthony from Elk Grove. That sounds outstanding.
And that will be replacing your tendy sandwich?
I mean, I'm going to see how the tendy is
okay.
hitting first.
Okay,
you know, but I'm going to try it out. The 916, that marinated mozzarella, my guy. That is from Steven. And from the 925, stop. That's all it says.
That's it. Just
that's
stop.
All it says.
We don't
that
know what
was
it's about.
27 minutes ago. We don't know what it's about.
Time
and
stamp.
Real quick, Tyrese Halliburton, before we get into NFL.
Oh, jeez. First Marvin Bagley and now Tyrese Halliburton.
No, no, no,
bring
no, no,
up
no, no,
all
hold
our
on.
X's, man. Come on.
Hold on. Tyrese Halliburton thinks the winner of the in-season tournament should get an automatic bid to the playoffs. And this is a quote, I think the greatest incentive for everybody to do it would be an automatic playoff bid.
Yeah.
If it was a playoff spot, I think everyone would take it very, very serious, right? I think the older teams would take it serious. And I thought there would be an automatic bid to the playoffs,
so,
honestly.
Yeah, I think the problem is, like, how do you then implement that? Like, what seed do they get? What happens if that, like, so what, you earn a spot by winning the in-season. What if you also earn a spot with your record? How does that, like, is
how
it just
I, how I would do it is I would set it at the fifth seed.
Okay.
Right? And you cannot be worse than the fifth seed.
Uh-huh.
But what happens is the same thing, the problem with that is the same thing they're trying to help
right.
in making
within
the
hurt. Right.
In making
the Warriors,
the, right.
Exactly.
In making the regular season more,
right.
you know,
and the rest thing
more
as well.
Urgent.
Because that's the thing to, for me, what, sorry to cut you off.
No,
but
no, you're good.
Where my mind goes is, okay, let's say the Warriors.
You can't do the fifth seed. You have to do, what is the beginning? The first one not playing. So what, the sixth? Or is that fifth or
yeah,
sixth?
Yeah, six.
Six. So yeah. You'd have to be at, you cannot be worse than the sixth seed.
I feel like if the Warriors were to win the in-season tournament, like, you might get a case where, okay, we've already guaranteed our spot. What all that matters is being healthy to be in that spot. Mm. Let's rest everyone the last month of the season.
I don't think so.
I mean, why wouldn't they?
Because like, from I think it was incentive? 1970 in the 1970s, the only team to win lower than a three seed was the Houston Rockets.
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't happen often.
Sure.
The Warriors won as a three seed in 2022.
Yeah.
The Heat got there as a four seed,
they
five
got
seed
an
in the bubble.
Eight seed last year.
Well, they did
yeah.
as an eight seed last
yeah.
year, but they didn't get it done. So
right.
I hear what you're saying.
Because that, because obviously
what you're saying,
the NBA is really trying to lock down
right.
on guys resting.
You can't do it.
It feels like, why is Chris Paul going to play this random game at the end of March if we already have our playoff spot guaranteed and we just want to be healthy for the playoffs, which we already know we're making? Doesn't matter what our record is. We could be
yeah.
below 500, but still have Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins, Clay. That's not a 500 roster. Like
right.
that's, you know, so it causes a lot of things like that could lead to,
yeah.
That could lead to some problems.
It feels like those rules are kind of changing now that there is more parity in the NBA than there ever has been before. We saw a 7 seed in the conference finals. You mentioned the Heat with the
yep.
8 seed. The Bucks won the finals as the 3 seed. Like,
right.
I feel like it's changing a bit now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
I mean,
more talent. That's really
right.
What it is.
Right. And is more talent. And also, we talked a little bit, I think, last week about the importance of home court.
Right.
And how much home field advantage, court field matters in terms of each sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that basketball is pretty high up there because
yeah,
they're right
sure.
on you.
Yeah.
But we've seen the Warriors, we've seen the Heat, like you
right.
mentioned, being the 8 seed. If it doesn't matter that much,
right.
now you have a problem.
Yeah.
Because people don't care. Mm-hmm. And if people don't care, they're going to do...
What are they going to play for
exactly.
at that point? Right,
they're
exactly.
They're
going to
do...
If home field advantage or home court advantage doesn't matter anymore, then it's
right.
not really anything worth fighting for.
Exactly. We know in baseball it doesn't matter. Everybody was
right.
winning.
The Rangers?
Right. They can't win at home.
Didn't the Rangers literally set a record for most road wins in a run?
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
11-0.
Yes.
Again, excuse me, casual here, but...
No. Like... You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Know.
All right. Time to go NFL. Kyle, let's get the NFL music going.
Let's go it.
Because, according to Chris Watkins, this
uh-huh.
is the biggest and bestest
yeah.
NFL Sunday
mm-hmm.
of the year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got the best game. I think this is the
in
best.
In Germany.
Yeah, in Germany, which is, don't get me started on this.
Here we go.
I'm just excited for this slate of games. I really am. I don't.
Here we go. All right, in or out, Chris
All
Watkins,
right, in or
starring
out. Let's
Chris
do it.
Watkins. Dolphins at Chiefs at Germany.
I'm out. There's nothing to watch for this game.
Goodness.
This is just some slow, boring offense. I mean, we really got the game of the week last night. This is trash. No, of course. This is absolutely
all the way in.
2 feet in. I'm diving into this game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's at 6:30. Normally, I have a no London game rule where I'm not going to wake up for any game at
sure.
6:30 in the morning, even if it's soccer or anything. This one I might have to make an exception to, because this is actually the most important, or at least the most exciting game of the year heading into it, and it's going to be at 6:30 in the morning for us West Coasters, so got to have to try and make an effort. Hopefully I get in at least by halftime, but absolutely, could not be more in on this game.
Yeah, and it's the first time Tyreek Hill going up against the Chiefs. He said
Facts.
Earlier this week
that
he did not want to leave the Chiefs. He worked
right.
with his agent, thought that they would offer him. He did not. And honestly, yes, the Chiefs won a Super Bowl last season, but I do think the Chiefs are missing Tyreek. And
yep.
why wouldn't you? He's one of the best wide receivers, a power zaunt, if you will. So I really think that this is going to be a good matchup. And we'll see what Tua can do. I mean, I know Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle is a guy who all the talent in the world, but he's always got something. He's always dinged up a little bit. So
it's kind of the story of that Dolphins team.
Right. I think he'll play, but we'll see what happens. So we're in on Dolphins at Chiefs at Germany. Vikings at Falcons with Taylor Heineke. You're not into the
Taylor Heineke against Jaren Hall? No, I'm good.
Who and who?
Exactly. Taylor Heineke, former
Vikings
quarterback.
Wait, why isn't it Dobbs?
Because he just isn't going to learn. He is very impressive with playbooks. He's learned playbooks quickly in the past. But
he's like a physicist or an astronaut.
I heard
or
he had like a 4.3 GPA all throughout high school and college.
He goes to the moon on the weekends when he's not playing.
Heard. No, I seriously heard that.
University of Tennessee.
Wow.
Jeez.
Rocky Top.
You want to talk about unnecessary strays.
Yo,
jeez.
That's crazy.
I mean, I have to watch this game, unfortunately, due to my allegiances, but I'm not going to be happy about it. Jaren Hall versus Taylor Heineke. Ugh, yikes. First one to 17.
Can you give us a background on Jaren Hall?
He's a fifth-round pick out of BYU. He plays like a poor man's Kyler Murray.
I'm in.
We'll see
Where
how
do
it goes.
I sign?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see
Where
how it
do
goes.
Where do I sign?
We'll see how it goes. Justin Jefferson's back next week, so... That's
good,
all I'm looking
for. Good,
because
he's
forward.
On my fantasy team. Not that anybody cares. Okay, Bears at Saints. Is Justin Fields back, or what's going on there?
I don't think they've officially made the call. It does seem like Bajent's going to play again. But when you're telling me Bajent against Derek Carr, no thank you. I'm out.
Derek Carr, if he wants to have a little bit of revenge on the Raiders,
should
have a really good game. Because, you know, he was asked about it. He took the high road. Of course, he did. Meanwhile, his brothers are all over social media not taking the high road. So we'll see what happens there. Rams at Packers.
No. The Packers just, I can't with, what's our guy's name here? Jordan Love. It looks like he's gotten worse, quite literally.
No love
Every
for love.
Single week he's played, it's looked worse. The Rams are, you know, I know the Rams, win last week? They lose last? No, they lost last week to the Cowboys, right?
They are 3-5.
Yes. Yeah. So
they're smacked by the
they're
Cowboys.
They're sliding a little bit. That's right. Yeah, I couldn't remember which way that matchup went. Just not much excitement here. Don't really have anything to say. And if I'm not mistaken, Stafford is questionable still for this game. So I don't know if this is going to be a
All
good
right, game. Rapid fire here. Yeah, Kyle's telling us we got a minute left. Yeah. So let's see.
Quick ones.
Right here, Commanders, Patriots, yay or nay?
No. Okay. No,
I
thanks.
Don't even know
Sam
why.
Sam Howell,
I said
Mac
it.
Jones, no thanks.
Seahawks at Ravens.
Yeah. I'm CC, in. Very intrigued. Very intrigued. Okay. Yeah.
Buccaneers at Texans.
Mildly interested, but not really. I don't think this really is going to make one of my teams.
I'll watch. I'll watch. It's worth the
I'll
Sunday
tune
ticket.
In. Yeah.
Cardinals at Browns.
No.
That's a hard no.
No thanks. Kyler's back next
Colts
week.
Colts at Panthers.
No.
Absolutely not.
No thanks.
Giants at Raiders.
Yes.
Kind of.
Please. Yeah. Yes. I want to see what the Raiders
Pierce.
Look like.
Yeah. AOC, let's see
and
what
then here's
O'Connell's
the good games.
Got. Here are the good games. You got Cowboys at Eagles.
Yes,
that's going to be outstanding.
Is that an afternoon game or is that
yeah,
a
1:25 game?
Yeah.
It'll probably be the America's game.
I was like
going up
guess.
Against Giants and Raiders. I think it's game of the week.
No,
I was like,
no,
I'm
going to
keep
no,
that
no,
one
Antonio
on my
Bears,
main TV.
Bills at Bengals, the
huge,
battle of the
huge.
The big quarterbacks, yeah. Josh Allen, who, you know, is Josh Allen better than Cam Newton? I don't know. Depends on who you ask. And you got Joe Burrow,
coming
my
off
God.
That
coming
crazy
off that
performance,
great win against the Niners.
Yeah,
and lastly,
I'm going Bengals in that one
to right end here. That outstanding slate.
And we
Chargers do. At Jets Monday. Night.
Oh, really?
Chargers at Jets.
Yikes! When's the part of the schedule where we can start flexing things? Because Chargers Jets
pretty
has
soon.
No business being the main feature.
Why is Monday Night Football just only Raiders and Chargers?
Yeah.
Every week it's either
they got
Raiders
it locked
or
down.
Chargers.
They got it locked down. All right. We got you locked down for one more segment with Jerry Reynolds hopping in for our guy Kyle Draper as he heads to Houston with the team. And of course, Whitey Gleason. It's Crosstalk coming up next. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
The only station in Sacramento giving you local sports coverage from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Sacktown Sports.
We are back, Sacktown Sports. Styles and Watkins.
What's the matter? What happened?
Yeah, what's going
you said,
on?
Whoa, whoa. And
no, I said,
Alan
hey,
was
hey.
Like, whoa, whoa.
What's
hey,
going
hey,
on?
We're back. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you just came in hot here.
Yeah.
Hot
yeah.
on a Friday.
Yeah.
Whitey Gleason.
I'm excited.
Jerry
sorry.
Reynolds hopping in here as we
yes, sir.
Get ready for the drive, guys. 2-6, doing a great job as always. And a very hot topic for everybody that is listening, because, you know, I have other friends that are, you know, have big, really strong opinions as well on this whole pickleball thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're going in. Okay.
No, right. No, because we have to now.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
What is the problem?
It's just, it's a good way to start. It's just, I personally feel like if you can play pickleball, there isn't really a good excuse for why you can't play tennis. And that it kind of just kind of comes down to that. Because you still are...
Do you feel like that about ping pong?
No. No.
What's the difference?
I think the amount... Yes, there is running in tennis, but I think the amount of movement is a little bit overrated. Like, I think people think when you play tennis, it's just nonstop action all over the place, which it is to an extent. But you can definitely play a more stationary version of tennis.
The idea is, and Jerry taught tennis, so he would know better than I did. The idea is to make the other guy run, right? That's
exactly
the idea of tennis.
Exactly.
Right.
It is.
Right.
And, and that's why I quit playing tennis.
Because you were the other guy.
I was a runny.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry, you've seen, what do you think about pickleball then?
Well, I think it's got a niche. I mean, obviously, I kind of agree with Chris. I love tennis as long as I could play. Mm-hmm. But the negative there is when you get into, like in my case, I was in my early 60s when I was hurt all the time. You
right.
Know? And then I was kind of like Bradley Beal. I was always hurt. And,
and so, just always out.
But I mean, the thing I do see about pickleball, and I know Chris probably disagrees, but you don't have chase your misses very far.
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
You
know,
that's
true.
That's why, you know, as a small college coach, me and some guys, we always played badminton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had an indoor court. Great game.
Right.
And, you know, your misses were like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I got pretty good at it. I got so I could beat everybody but the Asian kids.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, pickleball is really making a move.
It's,
you're going pro now.
Crazy.
Yeah, everybody's got a friend. Yep. Everybody's got a friend that thinks they can go pro in pickleball.
Well, and Kevin Durant's like investing in pickleball teams now.
Right,
like they're
right.
really trying to make this
we
into
need a
thing.
Franchise in Sacramento.
In Sacramento.
We do.
Right, yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
I'm not against it.
Second major sport here in Sacramento.
That's
really
right.
I'm
not against it, and I'm not against Davion Mitchell and what he did a couple nights ago. As we kind of move forward now, you got the Rockets. It's not a team. Is it a team you can just roll the ball out against? Maybe you feel like that, but there's just not a lot of teams like that in the Western Conference in general.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel, Jerry, talking to Jerry Reynolds and Whitey Gleason, of course, how do both of you feel about the upcoming matchups with the Houston Rockets and your expectations for the Kings?
Well, I think you hit on it because, it's not the same Houston team. They've, I think Ime Udoka is going to do a nice job as a coach. I think some of the veterans they picked up, Van Vliet. And of course our good friend Dylan Brooks.
He's actually playing well though.
I know.
Yeah,
he's not bad.
Yeah. No, he's
I don't know why that whole situation from moving off Memphis and Memphis being done with him. I think he got a bad rap. I think Memphis misses him. They can't win a game.
Yeah.
Well, I think they miss him now. Certainly on the floor. I don't know if they miss him anywhere else.
Right.
But
you don't think they're playing a lot of pickleball with him?
No. So, but I mean, to your point, I definitely think it's a different deal. I mean, they're not going to be an automatic win in Houston. I think they're just looking at their talent. Jabari Smith's playing much better.
Yeah.
And I think getting rid of Kevin Porter Jr. was a good move.
Yeah. Jabari Smith Jr., Jabari Smith Sr.
Right.
was a Sacramento King.
Yeah,
right.
Ime Udoka was a Sacramento King.
He was,
King, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
It might
have
even been teammates
Ime,
around the
Ime
same time.
Ime was a key in our 35-point comeback in the third quarter against the Bulls.
Really?
That's yeah, he had about two or three threes, late. You know, he didn't play a lot, but all of a sudden – it just one of those things just got going.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Tyreek game, right?
Yeah.
That was the Tyreek game.
Yeah.
Jason Thompson
yeah,
Tyreek, had a moment there, too.
Yeah, it was – probably cost Vinny Del Negro his job at the end of the year.
That's insane. I mean, Jerry, like, what do you like miss being in the action of everything? And of course, like, you spent so much time of your life just like hyper involved in just about everything, whether it was a broadcast or like the actual team operations. Like, is it nice to just kind of be able to pick and choose your spots now where you can come in?
Oh, I like it like this better. I mean, it'd be great if I wasn't so old. You know, if I could have retired right. at 50.
Yeah.
You know, but I really enjoyed that. You know, you miss it a little.
Of course.
But I do keep in touch with several people sure. in the league, you know, guys that, you know, kind of came in maybe with me or after me and are scouts and things. So I feel like I can kind of keep in touch.
For sure.
But yeah, you know, it's when you spend all your life in basketball
right.
and every level. Somebody was talking about how many states have you been? I said all of them.
Oh.
And sadly, I've been to about every campus, and some of them pretty crappy.
One of my favorite Jerry stories, there's so many. You know Bob McAdoo?
Of course.
Yeah. So Bob McAdoo, and please correct me if I'm wrong here. Bob McAdoo was visiting, was that Vincennes?
Yeah.
Junior college.
I'm sorry?
And, yeah. He
Language of origin. Where is that from? Where is
well,
that?
Now you watch your mouth now.
So Bob McAdoo's going to visit there, and then he ended up going to North Carolina. But the governor of the state of Indiana was on campus that day. So Jerry sees him, Evan Bayh, right? And he said, Mr. Governor, I got this recruit here. Can you kind of just spend a few minutes with him? And the governor's like, yeah, okay, whatever. That's not why he's there. But afterwards, Bob McAdoo's like, man, the governor of Indiana came to see me today.
Yeah.
He didn't do that in Carolina. And Jerry's like, yeah, well, that's how important you are.
That's a great recruiting right there.
Well, we actually did get him, you know. He played for Vincennes like Sean Marion did. Ricky Green, Foots Walker. So now you can apologize.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I had no idea. Right. I have never
that's
heard
right.
of this place.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where he coached. They had some. Yeah, my 70s
team won the National Junior College. We had eight guys later drafted off that team.
Off of a junior college team? Wow.
Well, it's not like,
right.
Well, yeah, it's not like California.
How it is now, right?
California's community college. A whole lot of difference. We recruited nationally, and there's probably 50 junior college in the country that recruit
right nationally. Yeah, wow.
You know, have a legitimate program.
Right.
You know, we were on TV and everything.
That's
locally.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so incredible.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Jeez, how many halls of fame are you in?
More than I should be.
At least three, I think, right?
Yeah. No, I think five.
Five.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Wow.
Show well, some respect.
Like I said, more than I should be.
Right. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Before we get out of here and let you guys do your thing, De'Aaron Fox rumored to maybe be playing tomorrow. Do you think it's too soon?
Yeah. I don't know, but I mean, based on what we know, it looks like it. But obviously, he knows better than I do, and the doctors know better than we do.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't take any chances, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just, you know, if he says, I can play, I can play is different than you should play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there is a thing as a fast healer? Like, have you been around people who feel like they recover from injury faster? Because De'Aaron kind of hints at that he says he just kind of tends to heal faster from injuries than what your typical timeline would say.
I think there's some truth to that, but I think most of it's based on guys who just want to play so bad.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I really do. I mean, some of the great players in the league and different things, they find ways to get on the court instead of get off the court.
Right,
right. Right. The best ability is availability, and you have Jerry Reynolds and Whitey Gleason very available for you for the next 4 hours, 2 to 6. Thank you for listening to Stiles and Watkins all week. Have a good weekend. Sacktown Sports.